Hi, everybody. Dean Crisp in the studio this week, and hope you're really going to enjoy this podcast. We've got an exciting podcast for you this week, and the title of it's going to be Why Do Leaders Fail? And leaders fail for a lot of reasons, but they've got to have the know-how to do what must be done, but also the know-how to do what must not be done. And so I'm going to give you some tips and some hints this week on how to do the things you should do and how to avoid things you should not do. So as we always say, set back, turn up that volume, and get ready to change your life. Hi, I'm Dean Crisp. Welcome to Straight Talk on Leadership. This is what we'd like to say is the no BS zone, where we give you leadership tips, ideas, and practical suggestions to help you become a top leadership performer. Our goal is simple: help you become the best version of yourself and reach your highest potential as a leader. So sit back, turn up the volume, get ready to change your life. Hi, everybody. Dean Crisp back in the studio with you. And I am really excited today to be talking about a subject about leadership. And we're going to be talking about what leaders must do and have the will to do in order to be successful. But, you know, on the other hand, there's some things leaders must not do. And so we're going to take a little bit of a different turn or a little bit of a different view this week. And we're going to talk about what leaders must do, but also must not do to be really successful. So I want to thank all of you for joining our podcast. I think it's been great. We're at number 144. Can you imagine that? I mean, that is really what an accomplishment, not just for me, but also for our staff and for the people who are continue to listen to these podcasts. We get so many calls and so many, you know, everywhere I go, I hear from people who say, I've been listening to your podcast. I've really enjoyed what you're putting out there, and it's really helped me in my leadership role. And that's so exciting to hear, because we know we're adding value to your life, and that's what we want to continually do every single week with our podcast. And every time we put one out, we want to make sure that it's of the highest content and it gets you motivated, but also adds value to your life and can help you in your leadership role. It is not easy to be a leader. Now, I've always said leadership is kind of simple. Well, it is, but it's not easy. And being in a leadership role, you have so many challenges every single day. So we're going to talk about, in this podcast, I'm going to take a kind of a three-part look, looking at, and it's not, the podcast is not going to be three parts, but I'm going to look at three different parts of leading. I'm going to look at leading yourself, the must-dos and the must-not-dos. I'm going to take a look at leading others, the must-dos and the must-not-dos. And I'm going to take a look at leading your organization, the must-dos and the must-not-dos. Now, I really hope you enjoy this. And I was really encouraged to do this. I've been reading a lot over the last couple of weeks. And I'm kind of in this personal growth spurt. And, you know, it's growing personally and physically are kind of like the same thing. I mean, you will either gradually grow or you will have spurts where you'll grow more. And so I've had this leadership spurt growth, or growth spurt, if you will, over the last several weeks or months. And it's really inspired me to share some really good stuff with you. So the other day I was reading a book that was passed on to me by one of our instructors. And one of the things I want to keep and encourage you to do in that lesson learned is, if you've got a book that you've liked and you've got a book that you've read that's really helped you, pass that thing on. Let other people know and take a look at it. And because someone thought enough of me to pass on this book that I would have never, ever, ever picked up, has really helped me. And I thought, my goodness, that's exactly what being a leader is about. Not only thinking to yourself, but when you read something, you find something really good, help others, pass it on. So the title of the book was How the Mighty Fall. And it was written by Jim Collins, and it was kind of an afterthought after he wrote Good to Great. And Good to Great's this book about how companies go from really good to be great. And he studied like 1,800 companies, and he eventually found like 11. And there's five characteristics of leaders. There's five or six things you got to do as a company. I mean, all those things. But this is not a podcast about that book. And I would advise you that if you want to do some reading, that book is one that kind of gives you some kind of clear guidelines on how to go good from good to great. But it's kind of a tough read. But this book on How the Mighty Fall is really about companies that were really, really great, but all of a sudden they lost their way, or they really didn't find their path of what they were really needed to be doing. And so he wrote the book, and it's Why Some Companies Never Give In. And then it's kind of written about how to avoid failure. When I was reading that, there was a section in the book that kind of really spoke to my heart. And it was about when you are a leader, you've got to have extreme will, but you got to know what to do and what not to do. And I thought it was interesting that in the book, they paralleled how when a leader passes the torch to another leader, like when succession planning or whatever may happen, or you may take over a new position, that the success of that leader is really as much about what they do, but as much about what they should not do. And so it really made me think about my own leadership journey. And I started thinking about, goodness, there are a number of things that I could help pass on to others, that these are do's and don'ts that may help you in your leadership role. So as I said earlier, we're going to take a look at this in three areas. We're going to talk about leading yourself, leading others, and leading the organization. In my opinion, in my experience, and also in my career, I have found that if you can master those three things, or master one of them and be really good at the others, you can be really successful. But a lot of times we fail in those areas. So I'm going to take a really tough or kind of a deep dive, if you will, not get too crazy complicated, but I'll give you some simple tips on how to do those. And these are must-dos versus must-not-dos. So let's talk about the first one when we talk about leading yourself. So the one thing that you must do as a leader, and I've got five things here I want to talk to you about must-dos. One, you got to continue to grow. Now, these are must-dos. It is absolutely imperative for you to continue your growth process. You have to realize we can come up with all kinds of excuses. We can come up with all types of reasons. We can come up with 1,000 things that get in the way of our personal growth. But I promise you that when you as a leader stop growing, you are on the path to dying. That's just the way it is. Your personal growth is like that energy that you get when you really are down, when things are not looking good, and when you don't feel like doing something. Your personal growth, it really prevents burnout. And burnout is a major thing for leadership. I mean, it just is a major thing. And so one of the things is you have got must-dos. You got to continually grow. And that's one of the first things that leaders stop doing. When they get into a position, they get so busy, they forget to grow personally. What does that mean? Read more. What does that mean? Challenge yourself to take a moment to reflect. What does that mean? That means take a moment to get ahead of your day. What does that mean? That means evolving as a leader. Don't be the same you are today as you will be a year from now. Realizing that I've got to continually grow. It's like, what helps me get better? That's personal growth. Now, the second thing you must do is you got to take care of yourself physically. Most people forget that right away, and before they know it, they go to an office job or they go to a job where they're not the same habits they had before, and before you know it, they're gaining weight. Before you know it, they're not feeling well. Their blood pressure goes up. I mean, all those things. You have the must-do as a leader to take care, leading yourself. You got to take care of yourself physically. Number three, you got to develop a support system. When you develop a support system, before you know it, you're going to have go-to people when things get tough. You're going to have a check sixer. You're going to have someone, a support system, someone that sees the blind spots. A support system is someone that really simply gives you either a physical hug or a psychological hug. And God knows we're going to need those as a leader. Because when you are a leader, you're going to make some really tough decisions you want to do. And if you don't have a support system, somebody to bounce things off of, you're going to fail miserably. Number four, you have got to trust yourself. These are must-dos. You have got to believe in yourself. If you don't trust yourself and you don't believe in yourself, this is going to be really tough as a leader. Now, what I try to do is I develop a belief in myself, I develop a belief in others, and I develop a belief in the organization or a call, the cause in which we're all trying to accomplish. When you get those things in line, it's going to be majorly important to you as a leader. And the fifth thing is you got to have a strong leadership why. These are absolute must-dos. You have got to know why you are in the leadership position you are and why and what you're trying to accomplish. Like, what's my deep why? Like, for example, my why of teaching is to inform, to inspire, and to help educate others to live a purpose-driven life. My why of working out is to live a long life and have a good quality of life. So when I don't feel like doing it, I use my why to help motivate me. Now, those are absolute must-dos. Now, there are a lot of other must-dos to lead yourself personally, but these right here are what I consider to be just absolutely key. Now, let's talk about must not be done. Now, remember, your success is going to depend on what you do and what you don't do. So let's don't ever do this. Number one, rest on your laurels or accomplishments. It is an absolute new day. Don't think that what got me here is going to get me there. So you have to understand, Marshall Goldsmith wrote a great book called What Got Me Here Won't Get Me There. And so you ought to take a look at that. And you got to understand that, look, don't rest on your accomplishments. Don't ever rest on your accomplishments. And number two, we've already talked about this, but never stop growing. And don't forget what got you in that leadership to begin with. Sometimes when we get a higher position, we think that that higher position makes us better, but in reality, you're starting over. So when you move up or get promoted as a leader, you are actually starting over. So you have to realize, I cannot stop growing. This is another thing that must never be done. You must never lack confidence and show the fact that you lack confidence. If you've ever seen the movie U571, when they have a change of leadership at the helm of the boat because of an attack and an explosion, they start getting into trouble really quickly. Matthew McConaughey plays the new captain. And so when he's in the middle of the command center on a submarine, when it is leaking, when things are going wrong, it is looking crazy. They ask him, what should we do? And at that moment, you see him totally lack confidence. And then before you know it, they're all trying to decide, we're going to do this, do that, do this. You got to remember something. When you lack confidence, someone else will show confidence in your place. And that's exactly what happened. And before you know it, the whole ship's in disarray. Well, his chief petty officer takes him to the side later in the movie and says, don't ever do that again. If you do, we are all dead. Remember, you should show confidence at a high level. Do not lack confidence. You must never, ever show that. Number four, be arrogant. You must never ever be arrogant. If on a personal level you appear to be arrogant, you will absolutely cut people off from connecting to you on any level. We all love confidence, but I caution you to never be arrogant. So do not show arrogance in your confidence. Number five, you must never take things personally. If you begin to take things personally, you will not be able to control yourself emotionally. I know this to be a clear fact in my own life. If I take things personally, it is really difficult for me to see it objectively. I take it emotionally. I begin to react to protect myself. You have to remember that because you're in a leadership position, people are going to attack you. People are going to say things about you. People are going to do things you don't like. Never take it personally. Yes, be involved. Yes, personally get involved. But there's a difference between taking things personally and being involved personally. So I always encourage, yes, give it your all, but don't take things personally. So that's some really good tips right there that I have learned, must do's and must not do's. Now let's talk about the second area, which is called leading others. Now remember, this is kind of three parts that really help you be successful as a leader. Your ability to lead yourself, which a lot of people forget. The ability to lead others, which others think is normal and natural. It is not. It takes work. And then thirdly, leading the organization. You are going to believe when you lead the organization that the organization in itself has been working well with the process that the organization operates under, and you're going to think that you don't need to lead that. In other words, the ship's rolling, so now we just kind of have to see what's going on. No. The ship or the process or the organization is always going to need guidance. So let's talk about leading others and must-dos. Number one, when you lead others, you have to create a connection with other people. If you do not connect with those people, whether it be through the mission, whether it be through the vision, whether it be through the why, or whether it be through on a personal part, if you don't connect with people, they will never, ever do the hard things. They will only do the easy things. Connection creates belief. Belief creates action. Action creates results. So you have to remember, you must always, when you're leading others, create a connection with them. Number two, you have to clearly establish expectations, but I am going to add another bit to expectations that will something you must always do. Establish expectations, but always make sure they understand the standard in which you want those expectations executed. That is one of the biggest problems of most leaders. They establish expectations, but they do not establish the standards in which they expect things to be executed. Now, as a leader, you always want people to execute things at an excellent or an elite level. An excellent level is the top 10%, and elite is the top 1%. Now, it's really hard to do that, because it takes a lot of things to be elite. Elite effort, elite skill sets, elite knowledge, all those things. So excellence is absolutely a mindset. You can get people to perform things at an excellent level if you establish expectations and also establish the standards when you're leading others. Number three, you got to show empathy. If you don't show empathy, you will never create connection. Now, what is empathy? It's sensing what others are going through and feeling it personally yourself. Now, that is not easy. But empathy was kind of difficult for me. I had been brought up in a very autocratic home, as most of us have, but I have also learned from very autocratic leaders. In other words, do what I tell you to do, and if you don't like it, then there's going to be consequences. Today's world is a little bit different than that. We really don't like autocratic leaders as much. We want more collaborative, more participatory, people that lead by example more. And we want people to do that, but we want them to show empathy. We want them to understand our circumstances. So I cannot emphasize one of the must-dos to lead others, show empathy. Now, be aware, number four, of how you carry yourself around. You as a leader have to be self-aware of how you carry yourself. You have to be aware of your command presence. You have to be aware of how you're speaking. You have to be aware of how you look. And it's really important. One of the must-dos of leadership is create a sense of confidence in the way you carry yourself, but don't be arrogant. But now be aware of how you walk around, the things you say. Be aware, these are must-dos as a leader. Constantly understand that people are always watching what you do. Now, number five, reflect a positive attitude and approach. These are must-dos for a leader to lead others. Walk around. If you are negative, before you know it, you will have the whole place negative. I have experienced myself that when I've had a bad day, the staff around me seem to have a bad day. So remember, as a leader, they're going to be watching you and they're going to be seeing if you reflect a positive attitude and approach. Number six, this is extremely important with leading others. Establish trust early. The way you establish trust early is people know that you care about them. People truly want to know that you care about them. They truly want to know how you're going to help them. As such, when you do that, you create trust. People who create trust can do so, and leaders can do so, by making sure that they always present hope to their employees or to the people that work for them. Now, hope, we are actual dealers in hope. You have to realize that as a leader, you deal in hope every day. Now, what is the hope? The hope that tomorrow is going to be better than today. That creates a major trust between employees and you. So remember, you have to show you care. You have to establish trust. And people have to know you're going to try to help them, which creates that hope that tomorrow's going to be better. And number seven, you got to show appreciation. Appreciation is one of the things that people will use as a guide to see if you care about them or not. So always remember, show appreciation. Write those sticky notes. If you do that, appreciation will keep people in the workplace, it will keep people happy, and it will keep people focused on what they're supposed to be doing. Here's must not do's when we're leading others. One of the must not do's, don't ever act like you don't care. I don't care what it is. If you act like you don't care, then all of a sudden people are going to start transferring that to a lack of effort and a lack of commitment on your part. You must not, ever not care. Number two, you have to realize that you cannot speak without purpose. Now, I know this is hard for you in a leadership role. And those of you who are out there who are sergeants who work with people every single day and you like to have these casual conversations with people, well, you've got to realize that when you have those casual conversations with people and they lack purpose in terms of the workplace, that you're going to have to draw the line really soon on what is acceptable in conversations. Because before you know it, everybody will be talking about everybody else. So you must not ever have conversations without purpose. Now, I'm not trying to tell you to not go out there and have a great spirit about you and go out there and love people and have conversations about TV stations and whatever or what you're watching. Hey, you can do those things. But remember, always speak with purpose. Number three, don't kill hope. Don't ever kill people's hope. And you can do that before you will ever know it. If people can't trust you, they will absolutely lose hope. When you kill someone's hope, their effort and commitment is going to go down tremendously. So watch what you do to make sure that you don't ever kill someone's hope. Now, number four, don't be grumpy and don't be negative. In today's environment, being grumpy and being negative is a killer for everybody. So don't be grumpy. Look, there are many reasons to be grumpy when you're a leader. Matter of fact, you can probably just stop right now and pause this podcast and you can say, I can think of 25 things that can make me grumpy. Oh yeah. And one of those reasons why is you're probably taking it personally. But we all tend to be grumpy at times. So don't be grumpy. Don't ever be seen as a grumpy boss. It will create a negative attitude about you, and it will create a negative persona about you. You do not want that. Number five, never be unapproachable. Now, I know that rank has a lot to do with what position either you may be in or what people may perceive you to be in. The higher you go, the more difficult sometimes it's to be approachable because people are not going to be themselves around you. But you have got to do your best to make sure you are never unapproachable. So those things right there are very important on must not do's when you talk about leading people. Now let's talk about organizational must do's. Now remember, organizations have personalities. Organizations have cultures. Organizations have processes. All those things pull us together to make us work in an environment where we're trying to accomplish what our goals are. Whatever that might be in business, whether it may be in law enforcement, whatever. You are always going to have to understand that organizations, because they have personalities, they flex. Now, what I mean by flex is they bend. Like some days they're more strict, other days they're not. People inside the organization are on one path and another day they're on another. So organizations are very flexible. But when you are a leader, when one of the things you have got to do, a must do to make sure your organization is going to operate at a high level, you have to make sure you create a shared vision. Now, vision is nothing more than what tomorrow looks like. Now, of course, we want to make our vision be a little more forward-thinking than that, but you have to realize that you have to create a shared vision. Now, what does that mean? That means people have a voice in their commitment to the vision and also the direction of the vision. So when you're going to start these new projects, when you're going to start these new things that are going to have a major impact on the organization, remember, create a shared vision. Number two, leaders must always provide direction for the organization. The process, which is what we overall rules, guidelines, procedures, laws, all those things establish a clear direction. But you as a leader have got to interpret the magnitude of that direction or where we're going. You've got to interpret that for people. We want our people to execute at a high level. Our mission is to reduce crime and the fear of crime, getting people in the right direction, understanding everything they do relates to that directional compass. These are our values. These are what we believe in. These are the things we do. These are things we don't do. You are constantly, as a leader, a must-do. You have to provide direction. Imagine for a moment. Look at it like this. You're driving the bus down the road, and everybody's on it, and you're the driver, and you let go of the wheel, but you keep pushing the gas forward. That absolutely is going to lead in a crash. You have to keep your hands on the steering wheel, guiding people to exactly where they need to be and where you want them to be as a leader. Number three, every leader must understand the culture and the strength of the culture of the group, the organization, or the people you're working with. Like, you can have a totally different culture in a squad or in a shift versus the culture of the entire organization. If you look at it, let me give you an example. Like SWAT teams, their culture is totally different than patrol culture. And if you look at SROs, their culture is totally different than the SWAT team's culture. You have to understand that culture. You have to understand the players in that culture. You have to understand the informal leaders in that culture. And you have to understand the strength of that culture. If you do not, you will absolutely shorten your lifespan as a leader. Number four, must do's. You have always got to be a cheerleader. You have always got to be the head cheerleader for your squad, for your people, for your organization. I don't care what it is, but I will tell you that one of the last stages of burnout, when people are always almost to the point where they can't be saved, they stop being the cheerleader of their organization. That is a point you do not want to get to. You have to cheerlead for your group. We don't have as much cheerleading by bosses, by chiefs, and by sheriffs this time or in these times as we used to have. I'm not sure it's because they're afraid, if they're because they're hesitant, because they don't have a clear direction, or they've checked out, but we don't have as many cheerleaders as we used to have. Number five, establish clear lines of communication. You have to establish these clear lines of communications, not only with your lower staff, but your upper staff and your middle staff. Clear lines of communication, that is email, texting, phone calls, in-person meetings. Those are all valuable. Videos, whatever it might be, social media posts. You have, as a leader, you must establish very clear lines of communication and use those frequently. When a boss stops talking, everybody starts making up what's going on. Keep people informed. Now let's talk about must not do's in terms of an organization. Now, we spent a lot of time talking about the importance of organization. Remember this, one of the must nots is you cannot lack clarity. You have to be clear on where you're taking the organization. If you are not clear, people in the organization will make that direction up for you, and before you know it, they'll be heading people in a different direction. So you have to make sure you do not lack clarity. Number two, change too fast. That is one of the biggest mistakes that most leaders make, is they don't settle for a little bit and understand the landscape, understand the players, understand the vision. When you get all those together, then start making change. Now, I'm not telling you if you've got a corrupt organization, if you've got corrupt people, if you've got major things that need to be addressed. By all means, do what you have to do, but you must not change for the purpose of changing. One of the biggest mistakes I've seen a lot of chiefs make is they will come in and they'll want to put their mark on the organization. So what do? They change uniforms. They change patches. They change colors of the car. They change furniture. They just change a lot really quickly. And it doesn't amount to anything more than them just marking their territory. So it really gets people kind of they can't trust you with change. So you have to realize this simple line about change. Slow is the fastest way to get to where you need to be. So you think about that. Slow is the fastest way to get to where you need to be. So remember, when you're going to change, have purpose, have direction, understand people, understand the players, understand the culture, understand the vision, and then by all means, do what you need to do. Number three, a lot of leaders move so quickly that they pace themselves faster than the organization is able to catch up. So in other words, I want you to think about a marching band director. Like, have you ever seen one? All of us have. Where they get out in front of the band. Well, if you've ever been to a parade, you know this. That sometimes parades, one unit moves faster than the other, and then there's such a pause, everybody forgets we're in a parade. And you'll ask, is it over? Well, that's exactly what's going on with your employees. You have got to pace yourself to make sure as a leader that people can keep up with you. And I've done it myself. I've made major mistakes. I've come in and changed so many things that I create change fatigue. And when you create that change fatigue with people, before you know it, they're not following you anymore. So pace yourself to where that people can keep up with what you're trying to do. Don't ever get ahead of your crowd and they're not following you. Don't ever do that. Number four, you must not create chaos with your words or your actions. Now, you know, we all have these moments where we say things. We all have these moments where we'll just blurt out something. We'll have these moments where we'll discuss something with somebody that we shouldn't discuss with, or we shouldn't trust as much as we did. And so you got to remember, must nots. Do not create chaos with your actions or your words. If you get mad, you're creating chaos. If you're saying the wrong things, you're creating chaos. People are paying attention to every single thing that you're doing. So do not create chaos with your words or your actions. Number five, leaders sometimes will say that people are their most important part of the organization, but in reality, the process is truly the most important thing. Now, I don't say that to make people to be unmotivated or not think you're important. You're absolutely important. But the reason I say that is because you're going to leave one day, but the process of the organization is going to continue. That's the strength in it. Now, people absolutely run the process. Sometimes bosses forget that people are at the core. So you must never forget that people are actually the most important component of your organization. So you are leading people, not processes. When you are doing things, make sure you use the psychological and the motivational things that help people accept what you're doing. Some people don't do that. They just think, I'm just going to write a new memo. I'm going to write a new policy. And before you know it, that's what we're going to do. Well, heck, that might cause so much chaos with people that before you know it, they're not following you anymore. So don't ever, ever forget. You must never forget that people are the most important part of your organization. So there you have it, folks. We've talked about leading yourself, the must-dos, must-nots. We talked about leading the organization, the must-dos, the must-nots. We've talked about leading others, the must-dos and the must-nots. I hope you've enjoyed this podcast. I have absolutely loved doing it. I want to encourage you, if this is your first time listening to our podcast, go back into our podcast library and listen to the others. And I hope you've enjoyed it. We love doing these podcasts. We hope you'll follow us on LHLN.org. Look us up on Instagram, Facebook. We're also on LinkedIn. We do Monday motivations. We also do blogs on Wednesday when we talk about our motivational stuff we talked about. And we also do Featured Friday where we feature a serving officer every single week. So all of us at LHLN, we love serving others. We love helping you in your leadership journey. And I hope you'll keep joining us. So until next time, I'm Dean Crisp.